Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
My message is twofold. Number one, the next president of the United States, I think you'd all have to admit, is going to have to be able to do two things. How's that?
Someone's phone
call.
That's your staff.
I assume I may. They told me they wanted me to this to be taped, but
I bet they did.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm sure they did.
I'm thinking that's why they wanted it to be taped, Joe, because you didn't know that was a cell phone going off in the background.
Your
See, now most of the time
phone.
I want to laugh, but this one makes me actually feel bad. I feel a little bad for him.
Just focus on the message.
Okay.
The next leader of the free world needs to be able to do two things at one time.
It's a big job.
I'm just saying, just focus on his message. That's what's important here. Please.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Today is Juneteenth. You've heard Denise mention it here off the top of the show. There's a growing number of states. Well, there's a growing movement in the United States to make it a national holiday.
Mm-hmm.
A number of states already have some sort of recognition of it on a statewide basis. Some even may have it as a state holiday. This is something that has kind of, I don't know, it's flown under the radar for many years. I mean,
yeah, admittedly, I wasn't aware of it.
And I keep going back to the fact the first African-American president, it was in office for 8 years. I didn't see him leading the cry to make this a national holiday. But, I mean, that's just an observation on my part. It looks like there's a movement. Somebody's introducing a bill in Congress today, I think, that would, I don't know if you, do you remove one? How many national holidays do we have?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
But it's happening like on a local level. Like, I mean, it's a holiday in St. Louis County. And I think Mayor Crewson's going to sign something today so that moving forward, it would be a paid holiday for, you know, city employees. And
mm-hmm.
Right. The interesting thing about it is that what my perception of it has always been is that it was the day that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. But that's not true.
No.
It recognizes an event in the state of Texas in 1865, two and a half years
yeah.
after,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was a bigger deal is that back then news didn't travel very fast.
Right, it took a while for them to find it. That's unbelievable.
It took 2.5 years for them to find out that they couldn't, that slavery was over?
No, so the
it was still happening.
Slavery was ended
yes.
in 1863, according to Lincoln's signature.
But Texas in 65, they still had slaves because they didn't get the word.
The war didn't end until 65.
Mm-hmm.
So there were places, particularly in the South, where they just didn't recognize the fact that it was in the Emancipation Proclamation had freed the slaves. What this recognizes is when Union General Gordon Granger read the federal orders in Galveston, Texas, and Texas was like one of the last states, it was one of the most remote of these slave mm-hmm. states, It had a low presence of even Union troops down there, so enforcement of the rule had been very slow. And that's what it Juneteenth celebrates, is that announcement in Texas. Mm-hmm. So I was told yesterday and didn't know this, Juneteenth has always been a much bigger deal in the South than it has been nationwide. So
that makes sense.
It's kind of been slowly growing as an event. If you hear people talking about it today and you're wondering what it is and what it recognizes, that's what it recognizes. Not necessarily the Emancipation Proclamation, because that happened 2.5 years before Juneteenth, June 19th, 1865. So could be a holiday soon. I just thought I'd point that out. Could be. This story, this is why the political correctness that's going on these days fascinates me. The mayor of Duluth, Minnesota, is encouraging city council members to remove the word chief from any city job title, including police chief, because she says the term is offensive to Native Americans. Did I miss something? I thought that the tribal leaders of most Indian tribes were referred to as the chief.
Mm-hmm.
Have I missed that? Was that an American title slapped on them for some reason? I don't know.
I'd have to ask a Native American if they were offended by it.
She said, chief is used as a racial epithet these days, and that turns it into a microaggression. Way to go there, chief. Like, I've heard friends say that who are white to white people. I guess I've never heard it referred. I'd never thought that it was had any racial connotations.
This seems extreme to me, but again, I don't know.
Because to me, when I hear the word, I just think of a leader.
Right.
Yeah. So the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't sound derogatory to me.
No more police chiefs.
Know.
No more fire chiefs. No more common sense. Just saying. Coming up in the next hour, the president's holding his big rally tomorrow in Tulsa. I've got Mark Lauder, his director of strategic communications, coming up at 6:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.